going back to the Nutramedical Report, a couple of other announcements that are happening. We're working to develop new technology in 2017, and you'll be pleased to see a number of new, if you want to call it, special technologies to try to heal, to promote the wellness and anti-aging, to analyze which pre-disease states or genetic or our metabolic abnormalities are present or toxicological. The use of the QRMA and the Metapathy are amazing. And, of course, we announced just about a month ago you can acquire the QRMA and Metapathy machines with time payments. Those are remarkable. And I can tell you the analysis of the QRMA machine is included with the device. The analysis of the Metapathia does have an additional charge because there's a tremendous amount of time involved. You are well able to take that Prometheus analysis of your 23andMe, the QRMA, any other functional medicine testing, including conventional lab work, x-rays, etc., MRI scan, and I can amalgamate it together into one overall report that can help direct your healthcare, that catches problems before they become symptomatic and prevents the timeline of your genetic predisposition to a particular illness to prevent you from getting serious problems, whether it's diabetic. It was interesting that my room steward, the gentleman who took care of us, was an excellent room steward from Goa, India. And apparently, I found some new history out, that Goa is primarily a Portuguese, was a protectorate, and the vast majority of the people there are Roman Catholic, which is great. He mentioned that many of the people in his family were diabetic. Now, diabetes is increasing around the world. Here in California, the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, has come out with about 4 months ago a statement that 69% of adults, that means over age 20, 21, are pre-diabetic or diabetic. And I just want to posit an analysis that will fit in with our talk with Emil de Toffel. Diabetes and most illnesses have a molecular mineral signature. Welcome back, Emil.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now, we put together a little device, and I think you have a kind of a package folder you're sending me so I can actually put this together with a separate link that will allow people to purchase this device. What it does is this. And I'm going to go back to looking at the Schumann resonance of the planet. What the Russians discovered back in the 1960s, when they put their first cosmonauts in space, is that when you're up into near space, 300 or 400 miles around the Earth, and you're in orbit, near orbit, you have a dramatic decrease in the Schumann resonance effect on your genetics. Now, Schumann resonance is the Earth is pulsing at a frequency around several different frequencies between about 8 and 12, 14 hertz. These frequencies actually brush the electrons to the outer orbitals. It's called the LINN, L-I-N-N effect. And what they do is they increase the chemical interaction between molecules and the actual signal-to-noise ratio between your telomeres, which are little microantennas at the end of your chromosomes, and the cell membranes that actually allow the ion channels to let minerals into the cell. And the minerals are the primary black keys on the keyboard of your DNA. If you're a musician, you have to understand in order to make chords, you need the black keys. And what happens is it turns out that every structural protein and every enzyme in your cell requires a monoatomic, which is the superconductor form of a mineral like manganese, cobalt, etc., magnesium, calcium, etc., to catalyze an enzymatic reaction to make or break bonds or make structural proteins and fold them. If you don't have minerals present, or the minerals are blocked so they're not allowed in the cell, you cannot maintain what we call maximum genetic expression. Or you can actually have gene silencing that's part of the process of controlled aging. Now, I prepared a video lecture which is going to be broadcast through the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine to all the doctors. And I produced an earlier version of it about 2 months ago. The latest one has a lot of new data, research articles, etc., and it'll be coming out before Christmas. What I've discovered is very important. There's a company out of Israel that has been doing some research called Beyond Verbal. And what they discovered in doing research with Mayo Clinic is that there are specific signatures on the Beyond Verbal that actually explain it. And for example, your voice can tell if you have heart disease. So Mayo Clinic has looked with Beyond Verbal to actually look at voice analysis. And they've identified voice print patterns that actually have a 19-fold increased risk of coronary artery disease. Now, I've been in contact with Beyond Verbal in Israel, and I should be in contact in the next few days to weeks. But my theory is that the mineral signature in a particular target tissue, whether it's your prostate for prostate cancer or the heart or the brain, that a particular pattern of mineral deficiencies is tied directly to the loss of structural proteins and enzymes. And that, in fact, aging is a controlled process. It's not a random process. And that disease, whether it's caused by a pathogen or a toxin like mercury interfering with zinc metalloenzymes, or even a scalar radiation, for example, they discovered that if you have a mercury ballast light, it has the same effect on tissues, because if you have a vertical column of the periodic table of elements and you have a heavy metal like mercury or aluminum, you're going to affect specific minerals. For example, uranium is in the same place in the periodic table of elements as molybdenum and chromium. Isn't that interesting? Now, 37 states in the United States, you can detect depleted uranium nanoparticles over those states because they used DU munitions and have for the last 50 years. There's some places like in Molokai and in Hawaii, there's tremendous amounts of depleted uranium munitions as they have an artillery site there. Now, when you have a mercury ballast light, those scalar radiations actually block zinc metalloenzymes because it's the same place in the table. And if your food is depleted of, say, chromium vanadium, you turn diabetic. Isn't that interesting? So the number of GLUT4 transporters and the amount of enzymes, that's sodium potassium ATPase, that pumps sodium out of your cells is reduced. So what you've done, and I want you to go over the components of it, Emil, what you've done is pretty remarkable. You've put together a little device that can take our frequencies that we are now selling, MP3s, and you can actually download those to create a harmonic resonance. Now, there's a sonic vibration machine made of South Korea out of Seoul. There are Rife machines that people have. There's all kinds of microcurrent devices. In fact, you can turn this into a microcurrent device so you can go on either side of a joint or a tissue. And as you touch the tissues, you create a circuit that sets up the harmonic resonance of the atomic mineral resonance of those minerals. So you open up the ion channels and the minerals then get in and the cells start to heal themselves. So in other words, a tissue can never heal unless the enzyme induction of the DNA produces the structural proteins and the enzymes and the minerals that are outside, which has to be with our nutrimeds, because if you don't have the minerals in your diet or special transport like our protein amino acid chelates, the very first step in anti-aging and healing is to restore the minerals to their proper balance. That's why I also tell people, repeating your QRMA or even other testing like 23, like the Genova Labs 23-packed minerals is important, because if you take things you don't need, you're going to create imbalances and deficiencies. For example, a China study came out a few weeks ago that if you take folic acid, and they had a very large population, so they proved this, if you take folic acid and you don't take B12 and you're pregnant, you create a B12 deficiency. So you can't take 5-methylfolate without taking B12, which is in our bio-LVR, or you'll create an imbalance. You can't take a whole lot of a specific mineral without taking the trace elements, because those trace elements like molybdenum are important so you can make nitric oxide and nitric oxide for your circulation. So let's go over the components, Emil, of this little device you put together.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The beauty of it is it allows the user to create these frequencies and have them come out as a sound or as an electromagnetic field, or as a direct electrode that you can apply directly to the skin. Before right. I describe those three different, could you help us understand if there's an advantage to doing one over the other?
We don't know yet. All I can tell you is that my guess is the penetration of a entraining field, whether it's sound or electromagnetics, is probably more penetrating. Microcurrent works as well, but it's going to tend to go on this path of least resistance, which is across the skin. And remember, the skin is not a passive organ. People don't realize the neurologically largest organ in your body is your brain in terms of neurological. The second largest organ is your eyes, and the third is your skin. 90% of the afferents to your central nervous system actually come from your eye, but the other 10% come from the skin and the other organs. The skin is actually a neuroectoderm organ. It's from the same origin as the brain and the spinal cord. And what happens is the skin has a pattern like Tron, the Disney movie from about 30 years ago, that has the Langerhans complexes, and I was the one who actually discovered and put it in my patent in 1986 what the Langerhans is, the primary not only pain gate, but the autonomic gate and the scalar frequency gate for regulating fascia and for regulating organ structure and function. In other words, without skin, you can't suffer pain, because the primary pain gate is not in your brain, it's actually in your skin. Interesting. So if you have, for example, a painful joint or an arthritic joint, and you're trying to restore glycosaminoglycans for the joint, you want to take our nutraceuticals, and you'll get a lot of recovery from that, but you can amplify the speed of recovery and the rate of recovery if you're using scalar technology, whether it's our Lumen Photon, where we, let's say, put the frequency in through a little MP3 player, you know, bus, which we're working on now, or you use a combination of microcurrent or sound, like the Sonic device out of South Korea, where you can actually put a audio input and actually generate the frequencies that are entraining the tissue. My guess, a lot of these will have what we call multiplicative effects. In other words, you can do more than one of these technologies. So you can irradiate the area, you can create a sound frequency. For example, when I exercise, I actually exercise with the broadcast of the sounds while I'm exercising. If you're laying down, or if you, say, wanted to heal, a sore knee, you could actually not only take our supplements like our Inflamex and our Tendimender Joint Performance, Mountain Red Velvet, etc., Collagen Max, but you could also, on top of that, entrain the tissues to restore the mineral balance that will actually turn off the inflammation and allow the regeneration of the tissues, hyaluronic acid, glycosaminoglycan. So entraining the tissues basically opens the ion channels, and the minerals then fix the DNA and reinduce them to produce the structural proteins and enzymes. That's how the cell works. It's really pretty simple, isn't it?
It sounds simple, yes.
Now, that's why, for example, if you left Earth and you didn't have a Schumann resonance generator in your spaceship going to, say, Proxima Centauri, which I mentioned in the first hour, your cells and DNA would shut down. In fact, you can do this with an animal in a thing called a Mu metal box. And a Mu metal box blocks the Schumann resonance of the Earth. The animal slows down, becomes obese, and in many cases the actual genes turn off, because the telomeres at the end of your chromosome, which is why the life extension effect of glacial milk for 17 of the 18 longest living populations on Earth, is they have those mineral content from granite glacier milk. It looks milky because that's what it looks like coming off the glaciers, or the Okinawa Japanese crush coral calcium, which is high mineral content. They're the longest lived people, and of course the life extension effect of the French paradox, because trans resveratrol, and of course our anti-age max is not only trans, but the dimethyl resveratrol, it lasts a lot longer, is the most powerful stimulant for the telomere lengthening effect. So if you've got long telomeres to talk to your cell membrane, and you have the resonant frequencies to open up the ion channels, your genes are turned on. In other words, if you want genetic activation, you need to have long telomeres, you need to have active ion channels, and you need to have the right micronutrients, especially minerals, outside the cell ready to come in on cue, in other words. So if your hair is turning gray, it's because the ion channels for manganese are being shut off, so the manganese-dependent pigment enzymes are no longer present, so your hair turns gray. So aging is a song, and disease is an imbalance of primarily minerals as well as other nutrients, but the first step in any disease state is a mineral imbalance or deficiency. Interesting, eh?
Sure.
That's really pretty simple. You can, with my metapathy machine, I can actually scan down to a target organ and tell you exactly which minerals are missing from that target organ, like the prostate or lungs or whatever. So your little device has a little radiator ring. It's about, 10 inches across. It has a little preamplifier. It has little clips that you can actually use as a microcurrent device across an organ. And this whole system, how expensive is it? And again, you want to go through our link so we get credit for it, but how expensive? I think it's, under $100? It's really cheap.
It's under $100. And the only other thing that you need to start with, of course, is Dr. Deagle's frequencies on your MP3 player.
Right.
So whether your MP3 player is an iPod or your tablet or your computer or anything else that can play an MP3 recorder.
Now, this explains, for example, a talk I gave at the old Watergate Hotel back 9 years ago on The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, which I did a talk for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine near Washington, D.C. And I talked about this in terms of things like scalar and non-scalar radiation. Ionizing radiation, if you were to look at the cellular tissue, you'd see the gamma rays or the high-speed electrons, the beta particle emissions, will knock electrons out of the cytochromes, which is part of the mitochondrial part of the cell. And when you knock out the electrons, basically it looks like little dark holes. Like if you were to take a pen and look at a cell, you go dot, 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 you'd see all the areas where there's electron deficiency. That's basically the primary thing. It also punctures holes in the ion pattern across the cell membrane, so the cell, in a sense, is electronically leaky. It's leaking electrons, so the potential difference across the cell or tissue starts to drop. Now, what scalar radiation does is very different. If it entrains the tissue to tell the tissue to turn on a gene it shouldn't turn on, for example, they've discovered specific atavistic frequencies that if you turn it on, you can take chickens, and the Russians did research on this, and the Americans, and by the way, what I'm quoting right now is classified high-level, DARPA-level research. You're not going to find the regular media. That you can actually turn on what's called the atavistic genes to turn chickens so they'll develop raptor claws. Because your modern chicken dinner, or your turkey, is actually descendant of ancient velociraptors. Isn't that interesting?
Sure. I guess all birds are, right?
Right, right. So in that, I'll just be a sarcastic here. Happy velociraptor dinner. Now, you don't want to turn on genes. For example, a lot of these genes are silenced on purpose. They've served a purpose in the ancient past or in certain circumstances. When certain genes are turned on, they'll turn make the cell become crazy like cancer, or they'll start manifesting abnormal antigens on the cell surface. So your immune system, which is already trained, starts to think that the tissue is non-self. So then it develops a T-cell line to attack that tissue as a foreign invader. So autoimmune disease and cancer have all basis in non-physiological activation of genes. That's due to nutrient deficiency, mineral deficiency, and scalar radiation. So the rates of cancer are going through the ceiling for multiple reasons. Heavy metals in our environment, Wi-Fi and cell phone toxicity, mineral deficiency in the soil because, again, the Sabbath, every civilization lives and dies on the basis of the health of their soil. Which is why the Sabbath rest of the land was so central in the Bible, because the Sabbath restored the mineral content to the ground. Now, the largest amount of the ancient trace minerals are at the Dead Sea, have 14 trace minerals that are essential to life, but are not currently in our current oceans. They're in the ancient oceans a billion years ago, but they're not present in our current oceans, because they're entrapped in life forms that died millions of years ago and went to the bottom of the ocean floor, like coral calcium. So when you have ancient mountain peaks that are granite, they contain these ancient minerals, which is why glacial milk from the Himalayas or Himalayan salt has trace minerals that are not present in your current salt. So if you don't have those trace minerals, certain genes that are essential to life and life extension can't be turned on. For example, part of the reason why the Sherpas of the Himalayas can carry packs at high altitudes is because they drink the glacial milk, a lot of it, and it turns on their ability to generate nitric oxide, which is the primary thing that allows you not to develop high-altitude pulmonary edema or cerebral edema. So without molybdenum, right, and other trace elements, you can't tolerate high altitudes. Isn't that interesting? Now, the other thing I want to talk about briefly is all the other technology. Because people are literally walking around their home and they don't realize, and you have a simple device with a little square antenna that can, you can walk around your dimmer switches and your things in your home. You can put Stetsurizer, capacitors on. You can actually check to see if you have a Wi-Fi network that's jamming your brain at night so your melatonin is not being released. You need to realize that less EMF provides a lot of protection against the scalar world that's jamming or confusing your DNA and your cell membranes. And if you don't think this is serious, a percentage of the population is symptomatic, but if you look at electron microscopy, 100% of cells are affected.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
So, Emil, in this segment, which is shorter, I want you to describe some of the technology you've provided for me and for others that do listen to the show. And by the way, all those people out there that think you know more than Dr. Deagle, and this is not for arrogance, this is for my, in a sense, my pity on those people who think they've mastered the subject. And again, the most important thing is I've probably asked more questions because I have 3 copies of what I call the Never-S gene. Haha, I'm just being sarcastic. But I discovered this when I was just a little boy. I asked so many questions of my parents when I was 3. Taught myself how to read. And in school, I drove my teachers crazy, all the way from grade 1 right through to medical school and residency. And what I realized is that I don't have answers to all those questions. But I've asked so many questions that my measure of whether or not somebody's smart is not their IQ or their ability to regurgitate, it's their question-to-realization ratio. So if I want to find out how smart somebody is, whether it's a legal issue or medical or quantum physics or chemistry, I just ask them to ask a whole pile of questions or something, not tell me their answers. Ask a series of questions to explain what their, if you want to call it, cognitive worldview is, because questions make sure that you have integrated a knowledge into your overall gestalt of reality. In other words, it's not just regurgitation, it's an integrated gestalt, like a machine inside your head, of concatenated and hierarchical concepts and subconcepts. That means you fully understand something and it's integrated into a reality scape inside your brain. Unfortunately, most people don't want to get in that point of discomfort. I love it. I love not knowing what I think I know. And I want you to understand that the materials that Lemille provides here, whether it's, you know, monitoring ultraviolet light outside or protecting you from frying your DNA and screwing up your genetics, which may give you cancer or Alzheimer's disease or turn you diabetic. We wonder why everybody's turning diabetic. It's not surprising when you have depleted uranium everywhere. Not surprising when we have scalar radiation that may be jamming our ability to absorb chromium and vanadium. It's not surprising when we have soil is depleted of major minor minerals, including chromium, vanadium, manganese, and molybdenum, etc. And if you're depleted in these, you can't possibly activate the enzymes to prevent diabetes, heart disease, dementia, ADD, ADHD, especially when you assault a person with multiply stacked vaccines and depleted food. And then you're putting them in a home with a Wi-Fi network. They've discovered that if you take mice and put them in a maze, that they don't learn if you jam them up with a Wi-Fi. So private schools in Europe don't allow it. Emil, tell us about some of the equipment you provide.
Sure. So for your MP3 frequencies, if a listener has an MP3 player, they can get this set of accessories that will allow them to convert that frequency into a frequency that they can hear, so an actual sound frequency that they can play into the room for them or anyone else in the room to hear,
right,
or to play in the vicinity of their body so their body can feel the vibrations at that frequency.
Right.
Or it also includes a coil that, instead of producing a sound, will produce an electromagnetic field of exactly that frequency that can permeate throughout the room, will penetrate right through the body and have an impact on the cells at that frequency.
Right.
Or they can use create electrodes that they can touch to their skin to actually inject that microcurrent into their body as an electrical signal. So these three methods of delivery are available for the frequencies that Dr. Deagle is providing.
Right.
So anyone who wants to experience them can do so.
Yeah, and you have devices for measuring radiation, electromagnetic pollution in your home. You provide sensorizers, the things that will kind of grab with capacitors, the electro pollution that's coming in from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks. You've got material that will block it if you're in an apartment. I had one case last week we talked about that was putting a blocking thing on their wall because they're in an apartment where they probably have a bank of these, Wi-Fi networks, smart meter things, devices. And the problem is there is what's called switching mode power supplies, which means if you've got 10 million birds chirping at the same cadence and frequency, it creates what's called a giant wave. And that giant wave is not only it's distributed in space as well as in time, so it creates harmonic resonance that affects all kinds of living things around it. And it's not just a matter of pollution, like neonicotinoid pesticides in France killing off the bees. It's scalar radiation jamming their cellular communication, or in human beings, making them have panic attacks or insomnia, because it jams the pineal gland, which is a singular gland in the base of the brain that connects literally the soul to the physical body, but it regulates your hypothalamus and pituitary and the release of melatonin to sleep. So if you're getting insomnia and panic attacks, you're probably the victim of scalar radiation, and Emil provides the technology and the protective equipment to stop it. Believe it or not, we're under biohazard scalar radiation, and it's increasing dramatically. Thank you, Emil.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital. And when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans. And having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and we should have Fareed here with Cardi Vest. A couple quick announcements. I've got acquired the new level of full studio software from Livestream, so we're going to be starting here very shortly in the next few days with major broadcasting with multiple sites. You'll be able to log in free. All you have to do basically is log in free to Livestream, and when we're going to do a live program or conference, you will be given a notice to your cell phone or iPad. All you have to do is just hit the button, boom, and you're going to have a live conversation. You'll be able to message back to us specific questions or issues during the live conference with multiple sites all over the world. So this is full broadcasting live stream, and that'll be available in the next few days. That's really cool. And we have all kinds of new products coming on. One of the ones that I think is very essential for people to take is to protect their heart and blood vessels. Heart and vascular disease and perfusion are king. Without oxygen, you cannot prevent illness. In fact, it turns out that autoimmune disease and cancer and most infectious disease are all tied to hypoxia. And a lack of energy also means you don't have the ion channel energy to transport the minerals to turn on your genes. So perfusion is very important. That's why also when we add things like mild hyperbaric oxygen or the specific other nutrients. And our formula for Cardiovasc developed by Sam Ibrahim, Fareed's father, who trained in Germany for 5 years with pharmacognosy, the top places in the world to be trained, is the best formula, far superior to knockoffs such as Extendivite, Heart and Body, and Stroll's Heart Drops. This is something I take 3 times a day, and I can tell you it's absolutely essential to open up your circulation, to prevent plaque, to prevent vasospasm. As most people don't realize, half of the people that have heart attacks have whistle-clean arteries, which means it's not a plaque-causing problem, which can kill you, but it's a vascular spasm problem, and it's an endothelial problem, and it's a muscular mitochondrial problem. It's a neurological problem of an imbalance of the autonomic nervous system, which cardiovascular approaches and acts on all of these levels. So, Fried, let's go over some of the components in cardiovascular. Now, as we head to the Christmas season, people should order a bunch of these bottles and pop them in people's stockings or by their bedside if they want their relatives to be around for many more Christmases.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bill. So the one of the main ingredients in CardioVasc is hawthorn. And we use a standardized leaf and flower extract, and we look for a marker compound called Vitexin, which we test in every batch using HPLC.
Now, the specific part of the plant's important in the right strain, which the other companies don't do, and also every batch is tested with high-pressure chromatography to make sure that the marker molecules are present in a stable concentration in every batch, which nobody else does. That's why the certification in Canada is the highest in the world. Now, Vitexin is going to maintain cardiotonic activity of the mitochondria in your heart and blood vessels. And it turns out that 70% of the blood flow away from your heart to your target tissues is a contractile secondary wave of peristaltic contraction of your blood vessels in response to the primary shearing force of the peristaltic wave from your heart. So your heart starts a primary wave, but the secondary wave is the one that I call the perfusion or P wave, and without the proper health of your blood vessels or the rigidity of blood vessels because you're not getting nitric oxide or the proper tonic effect on the mitochondria in the media or middle muscular layer of the artery and the neurological effect on the vasa nervorum on the outside of the blood vessel and the health of the inside with nitric oxide, you're not going to have proper circulatory perfusion. And perfusion is king. If you perfuse a tissue, it can't become autoimmune and it can't turn to cancer. Hypoxia is the basis for all, not some disease, all disease. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next ingredient is the aged garlic extract.
Now, aged garlic is not just the allicin, which we have our separate allicin med. It has a number of other components that are present that work on blocking the angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor. It also works on killing off the nanobacteria with the allicin components. And nanobacteria, basically vascular disease, is infected biofilm. So people don't realize that even if you don't have a plaque and you have an infected biofilm, you're going to get free radicals, you can get vasospasm. I was involved with a research study with Holter monitoring up to a month on patients in Georgia in 1987-88. And what we discovered was that one-third of males, for example, over age 30, not 40 or 50, had at least 6 to 10 episodes in a 24-hour period of serious vasospasm in one or more arteries in their heart, indicating they had vasospastic arterial hypertension present. And most people aren't aware that long before you develop a plaque in a particular bifurcating artery, let's say the junction of the left anterior descending and circumflex arteries, you're having vasospasm at those pinch points, and you eventually will develop ruptured endothelial wall, which will end up building up plaque, and eventually that can calcify or embolize. So what people should start to realize is that we now know that half the people that die have whistle-clear arteries. They don't have healthy non-spastic arteries, and the spasm eventually can lead to plaque. So that's really important that you not only get rid of the infected biofilm, but you also stop the angiotensin-converting enzyme, which can cause tonic spasm of blood vessels, which is why ACE receptor blocker drugs are okay. I don't particularly like ACE inhibitors because they block the breakdown of bradykinins and neurotenins, but the nice thing about natural things like our CardioVasc, it doesn't have the side effects of an ACE inhibitor. ACE inhibitors are bad. ACE receptor blockers aren't so bad, but there is some concern it might increase inflammation. In fact, there was a study a few years ago thinking it might increase the rate of cancer. That's been disproven. But the nice thing is if you take CardioVasc, you probably aren't going to need to go there with an ACE receptor blocker unless you've got other serious underlying conditions like diabetes or hypothyroidism, etc. So CardioVasc is very important as a preventive because if you have a strong family history or you've got what we call reactive hypertension or systolic hypertension, say in an adult that's an athlete, that systolic hypertension is an indication that you're getting vasospastic hypertension and you need to be on CardioVasc. So even if your diastolic pressures are okay, if you have systolic hypertension, you should be on cardiovascular, which is why my approach toward treating heart and vascular disease is much broader than just looking at your diastolic blood pressure. You have to look at these other factors. Next component.
So then we have the Kyon.
Kyon, of course, is a major vasodilator. It works along with nitric oxide to open up the blood vessel wall. And if you don't have nitric oxide, your capillary vessel, vascular bed, which is the largest cross-sectional area, the next to their arterioles and then the arteries. And if you look at the cross-sectional area and the pressure difference between, let's say, 0.0 and 5 centimeters down a blood vessel, you can actually determine the non-Newtonian fluid dynamic blood flow. And it turns out if you actually do a cross-sectional area analysis, which has been done and published, in fact, I'm going to put together a video, explain it with the research papers, that it turns out you can actually calculate out that the blood vessels probably provide 70 to 80% of your blood flow. It's not your heart. Your heart only is a primary wave. That's interesting. And the heart is actually trying to push against resistance. If the blood vessels aren't working, the heart's going to pump harder and harder, and you get what we call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is a very common cause of congestive heart failure, where the heart is pumping harder and harder, so the heart gets bigger and bigger and eventually becomes less and less efficient. So the amount of systolic flow each time the heart contracts is less, and a lot of the heart muscle itself is relatively hypoxic, where it can't even supply itself with enough blood flow and perfusion to maintain the health of the cardiomyocytes in your heart muscle. So next component.
So we have the ginkgo biloba.
Now, ginkgo is a major vasodilator, and it also is going to help to stimulate the microcirculation. It also reduces blood viscosity, so you got to stop ginkgo 4 days before major surgery. And also, by the way, you should also stop the omega fatty acids, because they will reduce blood viscosity, especially if you have major surgery like dental surgery, like a root canal, which I don't like because it has cadmium in it. But you can get alternative materials. But you want to stop cardiovascular 4 days before major surgery, because it prevents you from having high blood viscosity, which is one of the primary markers of heart disease is high blood viscosity. And if you look at a scanning electron microscopy, you see what's called ROULU, which is stacked red blood cells, because the cells are increasing their cross-membrane electrical potential, so they actually stack together like chips on a gambling table. So, next component.
And we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest dialyzable and most powerful antioxidant. So if you're looking at for one that's going to dialyze across into your eyeballs, your brain, solid organs, and through your blood vessels, bilberry is interesting. It's one of the components that they gave even as long as a century ago, when they first put pilots up and they didn't have glass with ultraviolet protection. They get in bilberry so they wouldn't lose their night vision. Because if you're at high altitudes, that's why you see the picture of Snoopy from Charlie Brown, and he's got that leather helmet on so he doesn't get his head burned. And he has the welder's glass in there so the ultraviolet light don't fry the back of his retinas. So as it gets near sundown, he doesn't become functionally blind, because you lose the ability to see. Especially night blindness happens if you've got ultraviolet damage to the back of your eye. So interesting, hey? So bilberry protects your eye and your brain, your blood vessels, and solid organs, because it dialyzes through all of them. Next.
Yeah, and then we have the milk thistle and the valerian root.
Milk thistle is a universal liver stimulant to get rid of toxins. Most people aren't aware that vascular disruption can occur because of things like plasticizing agents like vinyl chloride and other toxic materials that affect vessel walls. If you extract a fat biopsy and somebody never actually done the surgery and send it off, or you send off a packed red blood cell membrane and do high-pressure chromatography, you find up to 10,000-plus chemicals and parts per million to billion that are present in people that are going to directly interfere with vascular health, endocrine health, and cellular genetics in terms of causing cancer and autoimmune disease. And a lot of our heart disease, in fact, is just due to these plasticizing and endocrine disruptor chemicals. And so getting rid of them and making your liver work harder to get rid of them is a really important thing, which is why we don't only have cardiovascular, we've got life support, which is a detoxing for phase two. We've got xenoestrogen detox. We've got other things like green tea select and nutrient defense, the most powerful antioxidant in the world, the polyphenol catechin. And, you know, the cardiovascular is so important for your central health, that every adult should be taking it. Every adult should take Cardiovasc. Not just if you have hypertension, because down the road, the thing that's going to take most people out is vascular disease. Whether it's vascular disease to your eye, your brain, or congestive heart failure, or hypertensive renal disease, or decreased perfusion to a particular organ, so you get cancer or an autoimmune disease. Everything's tied to perfusion, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Next component?
I think that's actually all of them.
Yeah. Now, we have a special on, and if you buy our Cardiovascular, you're going to get a better deal than ever now for the holidays. Now's the time to order it so you have it for Christmas. I'd recommend the 3 and 6 packs. That way you can only get it for yourself if you haven't been put on already. And if you're on antihypertensive therapy, you have to realize you may have lowered your blood pressure, but you may not have improved your perfusion. So even if your pressures are down when you go to see your doctor or nurse, you have to improve perfusion or you don't reduce the end-stage disease. In fact, if you too aggressively treat hypertension, you can actually decrease perfusion and increase the risk of cancer, autoimmune disease, and end organ damage. Because ultimately, the ability to deliver nutrients and oxygen to pull away toxins and cellular metabolic debris is extremely important. So Cardiovasc is what I call a rescuer. And I say any child, too, has any illness, like my daughter with Down syndrome, which has an extra 21st chromosome, she's going to have 5 major genes that are going to cause, including superoxidismutase 1 and 2, the mini brain gene, and the methionine transferase genes. The ability to protect from any illness in a child, no matter whether it's juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or autism or Fragile X syndrome, you have to improve perfusion if you're going to increase the health of that person. So for any child with any serious illness, or any adult at all, either with a family history or a history of systolic hypertension, everything, even simple things like muscle cramps. Muscle cramps are a sign of perfusion, misperfusion, and electrolyte imbalances. So if your magnesium and potassium are low, you want to take our magnesium glycinate. You want to take our magnesium potassium citrate for potassium. You want to take our other components for your heart and vessels like CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol. We have the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 in the world. Our propionyl L-carnitine, and you want to take these things that are going to protect your vessel wall, like ellagic acid and vein away and ultrathiamin B1. But center to this entire program is Cardiovasc. If you don't preserve perfusion, if you don't improve perfusion, even if you lower blood pressure, you're going to get end-stage disease of all kinds. And a lot of people don't tie it to their circulation. They don't realize measuring your blood pressure is only one component of testing. That's why we have the BioCuff, that if you want to get a BioCuff, it measures your stiffness of your vessels. If you go do an EndoPat or Endothelix test, it looks at temperature or reperfusion to your fingertip after compressing your arteries. A cardiologist can do it anywhere here in the country now, and if you contact me, I'll give you a direction how to go to a link and find a doctor in your state or in your country that has the EndoPat or Endothelix technology. The important thing is these are non-invasive tests, and if you don't know if your perfusion is good, you're going to get some form of disease of some kind. Because perfusion is king, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it may be very particular to a part of an organ. For example, if you've got decreased perfusion to the head of the pancreas, the chances are the toxins that are building up in that part of the pancreas are going to cause pancreatic cancer. If the perfusion problem is in breast tissue, millions of cancer cells are transformed simultaneously and in parallel because of the buildup of toxins. They're not being removed from the breast tissue. And if you do a digital thermography, you'll see those changes occur long before they get cancer. If you do a metapathia, Hunter functions, it'll actually see and tell you not only the target organ, but the mineral imbalances and the precancerous cellular changes, and even tell you the genes that are being turned on and off that cause the cancer. So if I do a metapathia, and I'm working on treating what we call distant hydrophones, so you'll be able to actually have, instead of having to have the whole device, you'll have hydrophones and a data bus to transfer frequency data through the hydrophones directly through to my machine. And then remotely, I'll be able to analyze you anywhere on the planet. Now, if you have a full metapathia, I can log on through TeamViewer 11 right now and actually tell you what your tests are live anywhere on Earth. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, I can actually scan down the individual organs and tell you what's going on. But the overall thing, functional medicine is a whole new area of science that is not being taught in medical school because it doesn't look at advanced quantum physiology, intermediate metabolism, immunology and toxicology, and epigenetics. And if I was in control of the curriculum for medical school, there would be an extra 3 years of training, and you have to defend a PhD in an advanced functional medicine before you graduate from medical school and go into residency. And you'd have to do general medicine for 5 years before you'd ever be able to specialize. That would make things a longer training, but it would make better doctors because you have to be a problem solver, not just a rote pill pusher or cutter.
Exactly.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the two specialties of medicine that have most mortality are cardiologists and oncologists. The two areas that kill most people are vascular disease and cancer, and they kill more people from overuse of non-logical toxic polypharmacy and not approaching the diseases. And the primary driver for both diseases is loss of perfusion to a target organ.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we will not be having a Friday show. I guess the Republic broadcasting will be closed on Friday. But if you have any questions, you need to realize that I will be around, and we'll be busy, very busy through the holiday, not only having our turkey, as I sarcastically say, our Velociraptor dinner, but we will be also, I'll be answering a lot of your emails on wellness conditions, referring and analyzing QRMAs if you send those compressed files to me. And if it's urgent, you can actually email me a specific question in a time window, and I will call you back over the holiday. Believe it or not, I literally take time off, but I'm always available 7 days a week, 365. It's basically your on-call doctor, like Doc Martin, you know, from the British series. And I provide help to physicians to try to deal with complex problems. The most important thing is that you're the center of our concern. That's why we provide free services like emailing people back on what protocols to take. And I often get interesting comments from people about their pets as well. And we help a lot of people with their pets to preserve their health or extend their life. Sometimes successful, sometimes not, because they have serious conditions. For example, recently had a call with a gentleman whose dog was having seizures. We had some partial success. The recommendation was that if the seizures continue, you need to do an MRI scan, which is very expensive for pets, to determine if the pet has a tumor or an abscess in the brain causing the seizure disorder. So I'll provide you some logical basis so you can go back to your veterinarian if you're doing it again. I'm not trained as a vet, but I can tell you the human systems and animals are incredibly similar, which is why Homeland Security has trained a number of veterinarians to actually come in as trauma surgeons if there's a major traumatic issue in America and they need an extra hands that actually can cut and help people deal with medical issues. So they've trained a number of veterinarians to become, in a sense, proxy medical doctors, even though they've never treated humans before. Animals and humans are similar, so they've actually, people may not know this, but Homeland Security has a trauma course for veterinarians to become emergency under the threat of a national disaster or a war, to become, in a sense, quickly trained trauma doctors. You can put in chest tubes and evacuate pneumothoraces and deal with compound fractures and things that otherwise they would deal with animals, but animals and people are pretty similar. Now, a couple of different announcements that are happening, and I want to kind of start off with, in this last couple of minutes here, we have a number of drafts for people wanting to know about meds and testing and so on. When you have a serious health problem, like one gentleman has diabetes and he has congestive heart failure, we need to keep on adjusting the protocol and adding things in the protocol until eventually, whether or not it's mostly nutraceuticals, we may have to add other technologies such as hyperbaric oxygen and other scalar technologies to have effect, or even peptides. So you need to be aware that I will amp up the protocol from level 1 to level 2, etc., until we get some significant progress. Back in a moment with hour number 3 with Jonathan Gray. You don't want to miss it. Hour number 3 is important. And we're going to get a quick announcement from Michelle. We'll be calling her in just a minute to thank you for all your support and to pray for you over the Thanksgiving holiday, that your travels are safe and you enjoy your turkey or whatever else you're eating, your pumpkin pie. We'll be back in a moment and have Jonathan here and a quick announcement from Michelle.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.